And what we're going to do now is we're going to take you on a meditative journey. So, in order to do that, we recommend that you get yourself comfortable, physically comfortable. And in a position in which you can relax as much as you can while staying awake. It's important to be awake. This is really a consciousness thing. And so we expect you to be, you know, be able to be conscious and make decisions in this next period of time. So letting yourself relax. Now, what you do is that you position yourself. Probably the ideal is sitting, because if you lie down, it's very tempting to fall asleep. But if you sit, you know, you sit to where you're as comfortable as you can be, and you don't have to hold yourself and hold your body in an awkward position, where you're as relaxed as you can be. And you get into a position that you can hold as long for a longer period of time. So you don't end up needing to fidget, or you're uncomfortable always having to shift your position, unless, of course, you're in pain. And, of course, then if you're in pain, you have to shift and so on. But get yourself as comfortable as possible. Close your eyes. And as you close your eyes, imagine that there's a curtain being drawn across around you. It's like it's demarcating your space, this curtain. It's a curtain that is inky black. It's like black velvet, very gently closing off the light, taking you inward into your private personal space. And as you do that, just be aware that, yes, there are noises in the environment. So give yourself permission to tune into you and give yourself the message that those noises will not interfere. They may actually sustain you better. They may actually help you stay in the meditation. So letting yourself just tune into you. Let yourself just start breathing the relaxation breath, which is just a normal breath in. But the breath out, you don't hold the breath, nothing. Just a normal breath in, and then the breath out, though, is kind of like a just a drop. You don't have to even push anything out. We're just saying that to give you the idea of the rhythm of it. In, that was out. In, but you don't make the noise. You just let it drop. Let it drop. As if there's just some kind of weight just dropping off of you in the exhales. Every exhale, there's a drop of more stress, more tension, letting go out of you, letting go off of you. And do a few breaths like that, 3, 4, 5. Because every time you do this breath, you're telling your body to go into parasympathetic mode, rest and relax, rest and replenish, rejuvenate, digest, just relaxing into it. You're safe. It's safe for you to relax. Letting yourself just relax. And it's as if your relaxation is deeper, calmer, quieter. And then let yourself start to imagine where would be a beautiful place to go in your imagination, in your mind. A beautiful place. A peaceful place, a safe place, a place of beauty, a place of harmony. could be in nature. It could be in a grand, gorgeous building of exceptional architecture. It could be in a temple. It could be on some other plane, on some other planet. Or it could just be an absolutely gorgeous beach or forest, glade. And the weather's perfect there. Just wonderful. Just so comfortable. Imagine yourself feeling so comfortable. You're safe and comfortable in this beautiful place. And just be there for a moment. Just observe, just look around. Just get your bearings. You may have been here before, in your physical form or not. But you belong in this place. You feel safe here. Even if you don't remember coming here, your imagination has brought up a memory from another time and space. Perhaps another lifetime, a positive one. Because there are all positive associations with this place. If it was another lifetime, it was a place where you were so happy. If it's on another dimension, yes, the same. So giving yourself permission just to be free there, just to be you. And you can observe what time of day it is and whether it's a breeze or not, if there are clouds in the sky, if it's at night, all the stars, however it is. Just kind of observe and feel how good that feels, how you belong there. But this is just the start of your journey of wholeness. And so you decide then, okay, let us go to the gathering ground, the great community gathering place. Let us go. You get up and you walk. You walk or you just kind of coast over the ground, flying just gently, slowly, however you like to move in your imagination. No big soaring over giant mountains. No, just relax. Just going in a gentle pace. And you find a path and you follow the path in the direction that you want to go, that you sense is right. And in a few seconds you're going to come across a great open space. A great open space that is kind of circular, but it could be anywhere like 50 to 100 feet in diameter. A beautiful space, a round space, a flat space, more or less. Let yourself come upon it now. Is a place of gathering that has been used from ancient times. It has the energy of sacred hallowedness from all the mystics who've used this place, who've come here, and all the great beings who have gathered here. And so, you walk to the center of this space. And you stand in the center. It is a power point. There is a feeling of a vortex there. It's smooth, it's flowing, it's joyous. Let yourself fill up with this energy and happy energy. And let yourself feel that you're getting taller, you're getting bigger, you're getting brighter. Like you're 10 feet tall, 12 feet tall. You're feeling more luminous. You look down at your arms and your hands and they're bright. It's like you're glowing. You have a greater presence. You feel rays of light just kind of coming out of you. Ooh, that feels good. Your chakras are beginning to wake up. The root chakra, the red, the sacral, the orange, the solar plexus, the yellow, and the heart, the green, the beautiful, beautiful healing green. The blue, vibrant blue, electric blue of the throat, the indigo blue, bluish purple of the third eye, and the pale violet to white, opening up your crown. Oh, and the energy is moving freely through you. Oh, this feels really good. And you realize you've gotten even taller. Maybe you're 15 feet tall now. Maybe more. And the moment is now. You begin by mentally calling. I call forth my pieces, my players. I call forth all my younger selves. I call forth all my identities. Yes, if you were the rebel will come. If you were the person on the fringe, a person on the fringe will come. Whoever you were as a child, if in your family, were you the funny one? Were you the smart one? Let them come. Your identities. Identities originally given to you in a sense by others. You perceived that in relationship to others. Who were you? Let them all come individually as forms, as human forms, as perhaps your younger self, or perhaps as an archetype or caricature of that identity. Let them gather. And now, let all your cultural and social selves come. Those are part of your identities, but they also may have been genetic, your race, racial identity. You, the scion of your ancestors' identity. And now let your values come in form. Let the level of value that you hold for yourself show up. Do you value yourself highly? How much worth do you have? Let your self-worth show up. You, the worthy one, or the unworthy one. Let all your fears show up. Those fears and worries that just kind of nag at the back of your mind all the time. Yeah, you've had many fears in your life. Most are gone, but maybe there's still some that are still there. Never fully resolved fears and worries Let them be represented by a form or an object of a scenario, a little movie. And all your relationships, call in all your family members, all your friends in grade school, and all your friends in adolescence and young adulthood, all the kids you dated, all the people that were seriously important to you, your first boss and supervisor, your teachers, authorities. Bring them in. It's getting crowded in this circle. And also bring in all the relationship contracts and karmic contracts. You may see them with a person that if you have a karmic contract with, you may see that person with a rope. A rope that attaches to you somehow. Or a contract, actual contract, or, you know, a piece of paper with signatures that someone may hold. You may see pet animals you were close to that you lost. Places you lived that you loved, a house or a yard or a tree. And then those circumstances in adolescence, the pains of adolescence, the selves that were damaged, wounded, rejected, isolated, humiliated, attacked, shamed. Let them come too. They may become skulking in. Let them gather around. They gather around you, you standing in the center, some in the front, on the sides, some in behind you. And some of them fight with each other. Some of them are like, nah, 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 and they don't want to stand next to each other. Some of them are saying, no, this one's not a good one. You need to get rid of this one. Others calling on you for energy. They want your support. They want you to give them more of your energy, more of your will, more of your power, more of your consciousness. It's a busy, busy scene because you know how children are. In adolescence, they squirm and they move, and so it becomes a chaotic scene with you at the center. And at some point, it just gets too much. And you stand up and mentally say, enough! Stop! And you're now at least 15 feet tall. If you shrink back down, please expand back up. You're radiant, you're luminous. You're standing there, a pillar of light. Stop, you say. With all the authority that you can muster. And they all freeze and look at you. You say, I want you all to work together in harmony. I want you all to be free and happy. Happy pieces. Happy players. We have some beautiful work to do together. We're going home to God, Goddess, all that is together. We're going to the oneness. And I acknowledge and respect and appreciate, and I'm grateful for you for you to have brought me so much awareness, so much learning, so much consciousness, so much experience, so that I can find more of who I am. Thank you. Thank you all. And so now I want us to work together in greater harmony. I want you all to be happier. And so you call forth some of your younger selves that are suffering, some of those who are bent over with shame and pain. And you call them to you. And they come. And they pass before you. And each one you touch them with love and forgiveness. And you say to each one of them, thank you. I love you. You've heard of Ho'oponopono. Thank you. I love you. Forgive me. You do this with each one. And somehow or another, time begins to move. But at first, this goes slowly. You feel it with each one. Yes, suffering little one. I love you. Thank you. Forgive me. I have abandoned you. I have not healed you. Please heal now. I love you. Thank you. And you touch them, and your light sparks theirs. And they smile, and they go on, and the next one comes. And you touch that one with love, forgiveness, and gratitude. And just let this happen now for a moment. Let them pass in front of you. All sorts of the players. So your family members, your issues, the contracts, everything comes in front of you, and each one you touch with love, gratitude, and forgiveness. So just feel how it flows. Another one comes, and then another one. And somehow or another, time seems to get compressed. You're just loving and touching and thanking and healing and forgiving. And just it just keeps building with each one. And they just keep moving past you as you touch them. And each one now holds a light. Each one is like holds a star of light on them. What beauty. How much love. And everyone that you love, as you touch them, you feel more love. As you give love, more love is given to you. The divine is replenishing you. You, this shining pillar of light. You, a greater self of you. The micro you, the greater individual of you. Loving, forgiving, thanking. Let this continue. It can go rather rapidly at times, sometimes slowly. They move past you. You touch them. You're feeling this energy of healing moving like a current through the group. And as they move to new place in the group, the group itself becomes more resonant, more beautiful, more harmonious. And you let them all move through. There are some that are just simply belief programs, like the aging program, represented by an old person. Or a manhood program, or a womanhood program, or a religious program from your childhood. And all of these are represented in one way or another. Archetypes that you have embraced. All sorts of things pass by you. The programs, the imprints, the beliefs. Maybe even, if you were raised Christian, maybe even Jesus is there. Maybe Jesus passes by. This is not necessarily the real Jesus. It's the image of Jesus you may have had when you were 7. It's a piece of you now. Love, thank, and forgive that too. And if you were Jewish, maybe Moses is going to come by. Maybe Buddha will show up. Maybe some gurus will show up from your past. Not to diminish them. These are ascended masters. They're not your like children. But these are thought forms. These are ideas you have had in the past of these beings. And as such, we're limited. They limited those beings. They were greater than you imagined yourself to be, but it was still limiting. And you've come so far. You need to let them go. So let them go with love. Each one that passes, you're letting their any negative or stressful influence go. You're not getting rid of them, but you're just letting the pain go. And ill selves who've suffered accidents or illnesses, they come by, you touch them, love them, heal them. Because when you love them and you're grateful for them and you thank them and you forgive them, you're lifting their vibration above the level of the suffering. And so this past self is healed. That's what healing is. And pretty soon, as this continues, everyone will have been touched. It's going rather rapidly now. Just let yourself feel it and complete it. And when everyone's touched, just stand there and feel the resonance. Feel the vibration of the whole circle. Yes, just feel it. Wrap up touching all of them now. Just spread the light all over. They're all smiling now. The contracts have dissolved into the light. They're all your friends now. They've always been your friends, but they're happy friends now. And you feel how peaceful this is now. Feel the peace, the calm, the ease. If you don't just feel it, just imagine it. Bring it down from fifth dimension, down through time, space, into 3D to you. Imagine it. All right, and as you stand there, just feeling this wonderful feeling, basking in the light, you realize now it's time to really bring it all together, to expand your wholeness into your spiritual oneness. And so you call now, you call for your creativity, you call for your power, you call for your strength, your talents, your gifts, your capacities. You call them to come in form, one form or another. And they begin to show up. They're already pretty bright. You may not have really been using your talents a lot, but they're still there, shining a light of possibility and potential. And now, call in your guides, your unseen friends, your spiritual team that you work with and that work with you from the other side. Call in your guardian angel. Call in your higher self. Your higher self is quite magnificent. Another tall pillar of light like you. Maybe even taller, maybe even brighter. And they come and they stand in the midst, shining their light and their love. Call in any spiritual teachers that you have been working with in this lifetime. Maybe even that you've worked with in other lifetimes. They can come and witness and be for you. Call them in. Call in the archangels. Call in your counselors, your ancestors, ancestor spirits that watch over you. And there are many guides that show up. You don't know who they are. You may never have met them one-on-one in your imagination or in meditation. But they whispered to you when you needed an inspiration, perhaps. Let them be here too. And now the circle is getting really bright. Really bright and sparkling and dazzling, because all of these great beings who love you are here with you. And let us come too. We come as a sparkling column of light from the stars. And you look up and you see, even if it's daylight, you see stars all over the place, hundreds, thousands of stars. And these stars are all your friends. These points of light are your friends, your spiritual family. Yeah, some of these guides that have shown up, you don't know. They're maybe representatives of your spiritual family on the other side, of your soul group on the other side. Maybe your true soulmate is not physical. Maybe your soulmate has shown up. Those who love you. And all these stars are those who love you and witnessed you, who are here to witness you. And some of these stars move out of their position to form a giant star, which is the way we show ourselves. And this giant star infuses more and more light into the sparkling column of light. And put this column of light now over you so that you are surrounded in this golden light. Yes, it's gold, the color of your destiny. Beautiful gold, like molten metal gold, but in light, sparkling, dazzling, beautiful. surrounding you. Let yourself receive this light. Let yourself let this light into you. It's safe. We love you. And let us integrate all these different energies, all these different players. Let us pull them together into this vortex in which you stand. Let us pull this all together into a column of light with us, you, and all your friends, all sharing these lights, becoming sparkles of light, everything coming together, you coming together, complete, all the pieces together in this column of light, pulling it in into this vortex, spinning it in this vortex, either right or left, doesn't matter, maybe both directions, spinning, all these sparkles, all this love, all these lights, all these individual players and pieces of you, all these thought forms, all these energies, all these, it all come together in you. Feel it surrounding you, faster and faster. Let it go, let it move around you, faster and faster, through you, around you. Let yourself be built up. Let your resonance be expanded up. Let yourself be brighter and bigger and bigger and bigger. And at the count of three, imagine your wholeness and allow your wholeness to be. Allowing yourself, your micro self, in your greatest and grandest aspect of you and capacity of you to be whole. One, two, and three. Let the light expand, and you're in the midst of this beautiful bubble of light. And now all your friends are there, all your players are there, all celebrating, dancing in light with you. One with you. It feels grand. You feel whole, you feel complete. You belong. You're connected. You are. You feel your divinity. You feel the substance of soul and spirit coursing through you. And as you think of soul and spirit, there they are. They're on the edge of the bubble, on the edge of the circle, brighter and bigger, they and the higher self, the biggest, are there. And they have behind them, beyond your circle, is another bubble, another big bubble. It's the world. They've brought your world to you. You open your arms. Spirit, soul, and higher self come to you, pulling behind them this bubble, this giant bubble. And the bubble comes and surrounds the circle, surrounds all of you, surrounds your bubble. A bigger bubble. And all of a sudden, oh my gosh, here you are doing just so well, and all of a sudden there's all this tension and pain and suffering and, oh my gosh, in the world. And your higher self nods to you, okay, it's time. And you say, I choose. With choice, I choose. A beautiful dream future of love and harmony working together in me and in the world. I choose. Because you've seen that, you know, everything's working together in harmony in the world for the goal for the ultimate experience of oneness. But that harmony is a superficial, not a superficial, but an overview of harmony. It's a higher level is harmony. But at the surface, at the ground, it's very painful and traumatic and filled with schisms and divisiveness and pain and fighting. And you just expand your light out into this world, and you keep expanding your light out until your bubble, which was inside the world bubble, is now synonymous with the world bubble. And your light and your love and your gratitude and your thankfulness and your forgiveness, now you give to the world. The world has played its role for you, the biggest player in your life. You are empowered, free, loving, and you're on your divine path. And you know when you're on your divine path, all is going according to plan, as this meditation is, as your life is, and it's all going to turn out really well. So let go of the attachment to the physical expressions of all the pain and suffering, and put your attention on the fifth dimension of the world. Your choice. What world do you choose? Choose. Hey world, I'm grateful for you. You've taught me a lot. I love you. You've been perfect for me. We've done this together. Please forgive me. I haven't healed all of you. But I'm grateful for you. I love you, world. What a beautiful, beautiful world. And let your light just fill up, this golden light, just fill up the world. Fill up this big bubble. And let your bubble, your personal bubble now, expand beyond the world bubble. So the world is contained within your bubble. You choose the future you want. Now dream it. Imagine it. What would a world in harmony, in peace, in love, inclusiveness, sharing, acceptance, all these wonderful things that you love, filled with beauty, respect, joy, celebration, all the stories of everyone, beauty, such love. Choose it. See it, imagine it, sense it in whatever way you can. What living in this amazing, amazing world where nature is all beautiful and pristine, where nature is thriving, where people are thriving, where people are loving, where there's prosperity for all, where there's clean air, pure water, wonderful, wonderful educational system for the kids, just wonderful life, wonderful place, filled with fun things to do, wonderful people to love, and whatever else you would like to imagine. Now, you don't want to imagine people that, like in your family members, to change, really. All you've been doing is just lifting them into their own light. So do this for the planet. You don't want to change any religious leader or politician, or you just want to lift them to the light. Love them. Be grateful for the lessons they're teaching everyone and you, enabling you to dream greater, more precise, beautiful futures. And somewhere in all this mix, you see the future you who lives in that world. See this future you filled with incredible light and love and majesty, exaltation. Celebration, having fun, having a fabulous life. Yeah, maybe years in the future, but by golly, don't they look a little younger than you? Medical advances? Youthing, not aging. What would that be like? Ooh, wow. Look at this vibrant, healthy, energetic future self. Wow. Wow, your future self is in better shape than you are. Woohoo. Enjoy. Come on, have fun with this imagination. Come on, get 5D rolling here. Instead of saying, okay, I don't want the billionaire is destroying everything and the corporation's taken over anymore. Don't see it as the problem. See it what the world would be like beyond the solution of the problem. Where the problem just simply is barely remembered if it can even exist. What would that life be like? What would that world be like? Free world, clean, clear, pure, happy. Now we're getting a resonance going here. You're not trying to physically change anything at this point. We're getting your transmission going. This is you transmitting your intention to your world. And you're owning, as an authority, you're owning your world within you. And your world is within you. So every plant, every animal, every person, every rock, every breeze that moves through the trees is part of you now. Now feel the whole. Feel your wholeness. Feel your complete wholeness. All the parts in harmony. And feel how all the parts are you in the world as well. You are the tree down the street. You are the president. You are the mystic meditating in the cave. You're all the puppies. You're the trees, you're the breeze, it's all soul substance, it's all you. You're it. This is your world, your reality, created for you. And you've got such great company. All these fun people to play with, all these fun things to do in your new world. As the new you, as the greater you. And your higher self comes to you and holds you. And you step in to your higher self, or your higher self steps into you and you merge. beyond your lifetimes. Imagine. What if there is no more physicality? What if you had had a big success, had a big celebratory party, and now you're back home? Beyond the illusion, beyond it all, in the love. And that's only love. It's all love. Wow, it's all love. It's indescribable. It's all love. Just make it up. Because when you make it up, when you imagine, a little feeler goes out, a little piece of light goes out and attaches to what you're imagining in reality. And it'll start pulling you there inevitably. You are whole and you are one. You are the victor, no longer a victim. Now just let this energy, this feeling, to whatever extent that you can, just sink in and integrate into you. Remember it. It's like when you meet a new person and you want to really want to remember that person's name. You make an effort, you make associations, you think about that name, you think about that person, attach the name to the face. Yeah. So do that right now. Create a memory. And don't keep saying, oh, I'm not there, I'm not getting it. Yes, you are. If you just stop getting analytical for a moment, those of you who are doing that, and let yourself just pretend for a moment that you're there. That's when it works. That's when your future and you get plugged up together, connected, lined up, aligned, put in sync. All right. So remembering that, in your imagination, dazzling as you are, filled in the world, standing there in the center of this circle, which may have expanded by now, in your imagination here, as you stand there, just close your eyes and take a breath that goes, ah. A second breath and then a third. And then, in your mind, you open your eyes and you find yourself back at that beautiful place. That beautiful place in nature or in that most august temple where you began this journey. Remembering, as best you can, what happened. And then in this place that you've waked up in, once again in your mind, close your eyes there. And then very gently let yourself come back to body, to the present moment in your body. And very, very gently, let yourself open your eyes. Maybe blink them very much like butterfly wings. Very gently open your eyes. Come back. Thank you for returning. Thank you for coming back. The world needs you. You need your world. And we would recommend that you could do this meditation over and over. And every time you do this meditation, it will move you forward in your life in the direction of your choice, moving you towards that dream future, moving you towards that dream world that you just started to glimpse a bit of. It's all you. You're it. You've created us talking to you. You've created everything. And the more you become conscious of that and utilize that, the more amazing and magical your life will be. We have so enjoyed working with you and being with you on this journey. And we so look forward to the opportunities to work with you in the future at any point that you may decide to join with us. And if you want to focus on anything in particular, then, you know, talk to us in a session or find a good spiritual coach and work on it. Clear out any player that needs to do suffering, to touch them, to love them, to heal them at a deeper level. This is just the beginning, but the journey can be so much more fun when you can see the wholeness rather than get stuck in the separateness, getting stuck in the pain. A lot of physical healing can come from this, as well as emotional, mental, and of course spiritual. So thank you so much for being with us today. And call us when you go to bed at night. Let yourself be surrounded by the stars as you close your eyes and drift to sleep. And let us be with you. Let us help you be safe and feel good. Let us touch you, love you, heal you. You can ask us to, and we'll be there. So, dear ones, we surround you with our light and our love. Farewell.